Tov be'ezer Hashem start Perek Ein Erochen, the second Perek of Masechtas Erochen, and learn Daf Ches. Some of the topics we're learning about today include Ein Erochen Pachis Misela V'lo Yesra Chamishim Sela. One never pays less than one Sela, nor more than 50 Sela for Erochen. Hay b'yodav Chamish Lon. In the case of a poor person who pays less than the designated amount for Erochen, depending on his financial means. If he can afford to pay 5 Sela, it's a machlikis whether he pays 1 Sela or all 5 Slam. Nida V'ziva, the halachas of the menstrual cycle and the blood flow that appears at other times. These include Yimei Nida, Rasa Hayayim, Mayin Nashisha Bahu. After a woman experiences a menstrual flow, she's tamei for 7 days. Yimei Ziva, Achadasu Yayim. After the 7 days follows a period of 11 days known as the days of Ziva. Rasa Yayim Echad Oshnaim, Shemeres Yayim Keneged Yayim. During these 11 days, if she has a flow of blood for 1 or 2 consecutive days, she's tamei for that day or days plus 1 additional clean day. Rasa Gimel Ritzufim, Habiyazab Gemur. She experiences a flow for 3 consecutive days, she must count 7 clean days. The Mishnah discusses Taya, a woman who lost count and is uncertain whether her present flow is during the days of Nida or Ziva, and rules. Ein Pesach B'Taya Pachis M'Shiva B'lo Yesra Al Yudzayin. She returns to her Nida cycle in no less than 7 clean days and no more than 17 clean days. Im B'Negoyim Pachis M'Shivu Echad B'lo Yesra Al Shalesha Shavuos. The confinement for a possible nega is at least a week and at most 3 weeks.